Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 1. Book of Psalms, and we read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify you, we adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for all that we receive from you, Lord. We thank you for the salvation that we receive from Jesus and his work on the cross. We thank you for the eternal life. We thank you for your help and support and your loving kindness and your mercy upon us. We thank you for answering our prayers and leading us always in victory. We thank you, Master, for putting us in your family, your church. We thank you for the teaching we receive from you, your word, that always lead us to do what is right and correct. Even this today, O God, we ask you to be with us in our worship with the Holy Spirit. We invite you, Lord, to minister to us, to anoint all the items of our worship. And Lord, we pray that your name will be magnified and your name will be glorified. Let's come now to the Lord and ask him forgiveness of our sins, the wrongs that we have done against him. As we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us and he will purify us. Hear our prayer and confession of sins, and forgive, Lord, and restore. Let's come now to God and ask him our petition, our needs, our request to him.
our burden, let's give to Him now. Give rest, Lord, and solve problems, issues, and answer our prayers, and help, Lord Jesus. Open doors, opportunities. Grant petition and request to your people, Lord. Help, O God. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear the cry of your people. If you know anyone have problem or burden or situation, he is passing through difficult life, difficult time, let's pray for this brother, let's pray for that sister. Carry each other burden. As we pray, God will hear our prayer and He will answer. Hear our prayers, O God. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Now, Lord, bestow a blessing upon each and every family. I pray for each husband to put you as head to him, to lead him and guide him, to do what is right and correct. I pray for each and every wife to be submissive to their husband, to walk faithfully with you. I pray for both parents to work together to raise up godly children and to discipline their children according to your word. I pray for blessing upon each and every family. I pray for salvation for the family members who are not yet saved. Reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. O God, hear our prayer. I pray for each and every family to shine, that others will know you through their lives. O God, hear our prayers. Listen to us when we cry to you, Lord. Pray now for your job and the place that you are working. At this place is blessed and prosper, you too will prosper. Yes, Lord. We commit ourselves to shine in all the places that you had placed us. I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, who had work I pray that they will shine, they will be a good example, they will work well, they will fight corruption, they will speak your word without fear, they will invite others to you. I pray for prosperity of these places of work so your people will be also blessed and prosper. Lord, we pray also, Lord, for them to have good health and strength, to be a good instrument of yours in these places. Give them strength and stamina to cope with their duties in the house, in the ministry, and in their workplace. Oh God, give them favor, reduce the pressure on them. Carry their burden and help them, oh God. I pray for favor from you upon them and also from their boss and in their place of work also, oh God. Sustain them in their work. I pray for the companies who have struggles in finances. Give them finances so they will give the salaries. So your people, oh God, will receive their salaries and with due to them on time. I pray also for those who have delayed salaries or somewhat have, they have still pending salary net to receive. I pray, Lord, you give them, oh God. Give these companies so they will pay all the pending salaries for your people. Hear our prayers, O Lord. I pray for our brothers and sisters who are in the way also. Hurry them to come and join us to worship. And in this recording also, Lord, make it reach your people, the part of the congregations, the families, the individual members. O Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray for the places that we came from. Let's pray for our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, that the word of God will reach them and they will know Christ. Let's commit ourselves to be instrument of God, to bring Christ to them. Hear our prayers. We pray for our friends, for our relatives, our neighbors, oh God. Reveal yourself to them. Oh Lord, I commit myself. We commit ourselves, Lord, to bring your word to them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear us when we cry. Hear us when we pray. Let be a fruit out of all these contexts. I pray for those who are working hard to preach the gospel for their siblings, for their parents, who are not yet in faith, to their relatives. I pray for breakthrough. I pray for fruit. Oh God, strengthen your workers as they are moving forward to preach. Let be a fruit, oh God. By faith we receive fruit and harvest and multiplication. Oh Lord, we pray also that you bless each and every worker, each and every family with finances, oh God. As we bring our tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord, I pray you open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devourer and provide all the needs for us and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. As we pray for this country, UAE and all the countries that the church had to stand in Oman, Kuwait and Iraq, in India and Sri Lanka and Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, in Sierra Leone, in Malawi, Nigeria. Let's pray for all these places that we'll find favor from God and from men, from the government, from the authorities. Yes, Lord, we continue to pray you provide for us all our logistic needs, all the finances to pay rents and transport and whatever needed things. Also, Lord, all the documentations and papers, we pray that all you will provide for us. Above all, we pray that we commit ourselves to preach your word to these nations and to our neighborhood. Salvation for the people in the cabinet. And we trust you, Lord, that you will elect people who are, their heart is set on you, Lord, to do your work and your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. In all these nations, grant us favor and prosper these countries, O Lord, that your church has expanded. So when they prosper, we too prosper. We pray for them that they will see you, that they will meet you, that they will know you, then they will, Lord, realize that you are the true God and we are your servants. And even Lord, we pray. As we pray for the church, pray for yourself, pray for your ministry. We pray for the church to expand. Prosper us, O God. Help us, Lord, to reach new souls and new people, to plant a new Bible study, a new congregation for the church. I pray for each and every worker to be empowered with the Holy Spirit to reach a new group and to do the work of yours, O God. I pray for more people among us to be filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost, to speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues, to have the gift of prophecy, gift of faith, gift of feeling, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, teaching, pastoring, evangelizing. Lord, hear our prayers. We need you, O God. We need all the spiritual gifts and the skills that we need, O God, to serve you so that your work and ministry will prosper. We pray, O God, for more people to receive water baptism. O God, people, they will receive as Lord and Savior in their life through your ministry in this church, in the name of Jesus. And even Lord, this time we pray, you anoint our worship, O God. Anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint this recording. Anoint your word and the message that you are sending to your church. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord. We are here to worship the Lord. Anoint our worship, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Meet us and speak to us and guide us as we worship you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship.
us, Lord. You come into our life to continue to worship you, to continue to serve you, to continue to call upon your name. Lord, let a fresh fire fall on us, the Holy Spirit to lead us, to fill us, to go on and save you with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hear our prayers, anoint our worship, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Fire!
Yes, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Continue to empower us with the fresh fire, the Holy Ghost. So we continue to go on and proclaim your word and your word, O God.
How great the world. Now
We trust you, God, that you will continue to uphold us with your grace, that you will not let us go. And here we are, Lord, we abide with you, that we will continue to serve you and continue to do the work that you entrust to us. O God, I pray, you speak to us today through your word, speak to your church and guide us, and help us, O God, to go on and save you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your love and care to us. Thank you for all our jobs and our salaries and the income that you are giving to each and every member and family. And Lord, here we are bringing to you our tithes and our first fruit and our offerings. Oh God, accept it, Lord. Open, Lord, the window of heaven, and pour out so much blessing upon your church and upon your people. And Lord, rebuke all devours, penalties, fines, accident, and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. And Lord, we pray that this money will be used by you to reach the lost, to reach those who are away from you, O God. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, we magnify you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's turn our Bible to the book of John chapter 6. And let's read verse 1 to verse 13. The message titled, Behave as a Disciple. God is calling you and God is calling each and every one of us to serve him. John 6, 1 to 13. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he says unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew Simon, Peter's brother, said unto him, There is a boy here, which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. And there was so much grass in the place, so the men sat down, and in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your help and support. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your word that you send us always on time to help us, to guide us, to support us, to strengthen us with your grace and mercy. Anoint my lips and put verses and statement, and let the message of yours be clear to each and every one of us. We are here and the brethren in other places, and also the rest of the congregations of the church. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will go to meditate on this passage. We have read, and clearly the Lord done wonderful miracles by providing a food for the crowds where coming to him. The crowd were around 5,000 men. In addition to the 5,000 men, there are women, there's also children there. And the Lord provides for them. They came to the Lord here because it mentioned that because they saw his miracle which he did on them that were diseased. So he did miracle and he healed, and the crowd, they came for this reason. And we need to understand that as being disciple with the Lord, always the crowd will come for a certain thing, like healing. They request something, they have disease, they have problems need to be solved. They need some provision, food. And we need to understand that as we are being with the Lord, that we will, as they are coming to the Lord, as the crowd is coming to the Lord and we are with the Lord, when they will come to the Lord Jesus Christ, they will also meet us. And we need also to understand when we are meeting the crowd in our lives, for whatever reason they come, they are not only meeting us, but they are also meeting the Lord who is with us. Now here there is two things that we need to understand in this situation, that whenever the crowd, they come to the Lord, they will meet us. And whenever we are meeting the crowd, we need to direct them to the Lord. But in whatever situation, whenever we are with the Lord, we have to be ready to meet the crowd. The second point here, that we must understand that the Lord will not treat us, as being a disciple, the Lord will not treat us as he is treating the crowd. Because there is difference between the crowd and there is a difference between us, we who are disciples. What are the differences, you may ask? What are the differences between the crowd and between the disciples? The crowd who came to the Lord and the disciples around him, and we are his disciples today. What are the differences? The crowd who came to the Lord, they don't know God. They don't have relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The crowd who came to the Lord, they don't know the Word of God. They don't know God's will. They don't know, they don't have relationship with Him. They don't have His promises. They don't have the gift of prayers. They don't have the resources. They are not taught. They are not trained. But if we come to the disciples of Jesus, why I am speaking this? Because most of the time the disciples, they want to behave like the crowd. That cannot work. God will not be going to treat you if you are a disciple. God will not be treating you as a crowd. Someday they want to receive from God without being accountable, without being responsible to what they had received. They don't want to be obliged to do anything to the Lord. That cannot be. What is the difference between the crowd and disciple? The disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you among them, and we among them, We know God. We have relationship with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have the gift of prayer. We know His words. We know His promises. He had declared to us His will. He, the disciples are trained. God had invested in us. God had taught us principles. What He expects from the disciple, the disciples, they have orientation of what is going on. They know the thought of God, and they know His ways. So, by no means God will treat you as a crowd. You need to behave as a disciple. You need to be accountable to God, and the Lord is expect from each and every one of His disciples certain things that He wants to see in your life. What are the things that the Lord would expect from you as a disciple? Disciple, you have received much. You are accountable to what you have received. First, God expects from you, as we have read, that you should have, yet you need to have the faith in God, that as God had done such a miraculous things that we have read, the same Jesus today is able to do the same things, miracles, to meet the need of the crowd that is around us. As we are reaching out people, as we are in the open to reach people, this is the high time for you to have faith in God. As you are praying for those whom you are reaching out, as you are investing on them, you must have faith in God. This high time that God is going to change the heart and life of those people that you are reaching out. It's the high time for you to believe that God can do miracles, meet the need, heal people, and He will do wonderful things among your relatives, among your friends, among your neighbors, among your family that you are reaching out. That's what God expects from the disciples. What else God expects from you as a disciple, what to see in you? God expects from you that you will have concern and you have compassion and mercy when you are looking to the crowd that coming to you or is coming to the Lord. Let me ask you a question. When you see people who does not know God, does not know His promise, what is your feelings toward those people? Are you disturbed when you are seeing such kind of people? Are they a burden to you? Are you angry? Are you upset that you might be asked to care for them or invest on them? This is the time now that God is testing what is inside you toward the crowd that is coming to the Lord. The attitude, your attitude need to be changed toward the people who does not know God. You should have mercy, compassion, and you need to walk with God hand with hand with Jesus, side by side with Jesus, to do whatever we can do to let them know Christ through our lives. That's what God expected from you. That's what God expects from His church and from His people. Mercy, compassion, and concern for the lost soul. Not a burden, not an anger, not an ill feeling toward them. But you need to do all what you can to help such kind of people to know Christ. What else God would expect from you? God, as being a disciple, the Lord asked Philip, when Jesus, verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up His eyes and saw a great company come unto Him, He said unto Philip, when shall we buy a bread that these may eat? And this He said to prove Him, for He Himself knew what He would do. The Lord asked Philip, from where we will bring a bread to this crowd to eat? God, Jesus knows what he needs to do, but he says in order to prove him, in order to check what is his accountability to such crowd and to such need. God, as a disciple, like what expected from you to be accountable and responsible to the ministry and the service that God had entrusted to you. God wants us to be responsible, accountable, to do all what we can to fulfill the mercy that God had entrusted to us to do. You know, from the answer of Philip in verse 7, Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. You know, his answer shows that he has really not only no concern, but he does not want to be accountable or to do anything toward this situation. That's where God would not expect such things from his disciples. Andrew, the next one, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, verse 9, there's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? This is the same answer as a negative way that what we can do for such. I mean, also show there's lack of concern, but here, Andrew, there's one thing good in Andrew here, in what he say, that he is willing, he put in his hand of the Lord what was available in their hands. See, we have here a boy, he has 5 loaves and 2 fish. He was willing to put it in the hand of God and to tell to the Lord what they have in order to meet that need. What is the next point God expects from you as a disciple? God wants you to fully trust him that he can sustain you and can sustain the ministry with the fewer resources that you have when you put all the resources in his hands. You know, many disciples, they don't want to serve, they don't want to go forward because they have less income, they have less money. When they are looking for somebody to help them, somebody to sponsor them, somebody to spend on them. But these are the things, the principles that we have spoken. They lack it in their life. They must put in their mind. You must put in your mind. Even the little you have, when you are willing to put it in the hand of God, when you are trusting him, God will do marvelous things with the small resources, the small income, the small yielding that you have and you have been entrusted. God has entrusted us with a lot of things. When you are willing to put all what you entrust in the hand of Jesus, there will be wonderful things. Yes, in our hand, small things, it may not do much. But when we are putting all what we have, when we say, Lord, I'm willing, this is what I have, God will do marvelous things. That's what happened here. When they put the 5 loaves and the 2 fish in the hand of Jesus, Jesus did wonderful, miraculous things in their lives. The same now, that you need to fully trust him, that the resources that God had given to you, it might not be much, but that is what can bring the difference in your life, in the life of your ministry, and in you know, in reaching the lost souls. Let me tell you something. Don't put condition on God to serve him. Don't speak in negative way. Don't put the blame on others. Be accountable to what you had received. You have received much, and God is calling you today accountable to work and behave as a disciple. Don't put the blame on your husband, don't put the blame on your wife, on your children, don't put the blame on your parents, on the church, on the pastor, on the teaching. You have received much, and God is calling you today to serve Him. I am speaking this not only to the brethren who are here, and to the workers and the families, but to all our congregation members and workers in different places. Don't put excuses to avoid serving the Lord. The next point that we need to behave and what God expects from us as a disciple for the Lord. Let us learn from Jesus to be thankful to God in verse 11 and 12. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and distributed to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they weighed. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Now, here, in verse 11, when he gave thanks, the Lord, there was distribution going on, and there was also multiplication. They were able to feed other people. See here the power of thanksgiving, the power of thanking God, the power of appreciating everything. These are all bring fruit in our lives. We need to be thankful. Are you thankful to what you receive? There's power in giving thanks to God. What else? What else God expects from you as a disciple? God will not treat you as a crowd. And you need to behave as a disciple. What else here from this we can depict from this message? What God would expect from you else? Hard work, diligence, no laziness. This is another point that God wants to speak to you today. Don't be lazy. Don't try to postpone. Don't try to put aside things that you need to do for the Lord. You have received much. What else God would expect from His disciple? God expects from His disciple to be able to hear His voice. Christ expects from us, as His disciple, to be attentive to His voice. In the miracles that we have read in this passage, Christ spoke three times. God expects from us that we will be able to hear his voice, because the voice of God will direct us in our lives. The voice of God will help us to do what is right and what is correct. Three times the Lord spoke in this miracle. The first time we can read in verse 5, when he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? This is the first time he spoke. He spoke to Philip, from where we'll buy bread for those people to eat. This time Jesus spoke to address the problem that Jesus wants us to solve or to handle in our life. You know, as a disciple of the Lord, we might be busy and doing a lot of things. We might be occupied by other things. You might, in your mind, a lot of things and also projects and things you want to achieve. You know, when people, they come and to me and say that they want to do such things and such things to do, I always ask them, I have one question, you know, to them. Is the Lord asking you to do this? Because if we start to do things with our own, we will not prosper. When we do things that is not we receive from the Lord, it will not prosper. And also in the same way, when we put our ears, when we train ourselves to listen to what God is speaking to us, then in that manner we need to be ready to receive ministries and also to care for others, because these are the things that God will ask us to do. You know, as a disciple, you may be in your mind now a lot of things that you need to do and solve. Yes, that's correct. But God today will speak to us something else, and He is directing and let our attention to be directed toward such matter to be addressed. So here, first time, Jesus spoke in this miracle to direct their mind to the issue that they need to be to address now in their lives. They might have different things in their minds, but Christ wanted to direct them into that particular issue that they need to reach the crowd with the bread and to feed them. Now the second time Christ spoke to the disciple here, when in verse 10, and Jesus said, make the man sit down. That's what he told them. Make the man sit down. When he addressed to them that they are going to feed the crowd, maybe in their mind that they need to cook, they need to go and buy, they need to go and collect money. That may be in their mind that they need to do all these things. But finally, Jesus did not tell them to do that. Jesus just told them to make the man sit down. That's what he said. That's what he said. Now, how we can apply this in our life? When you have a problem, you learn to kneel down and pray and ask God to speak to you. Because here God spoke the second time in this miracle to guide them how to solve the problem. Jesus gave an instruction in the process of solving the problem. No one can help us and solve our problem is God, and we need to listen to Him. Kneel down and ask Him to speak, that He will declare to you His will and what you need to do. Because otherwise, if you go ahead and try to solve the problem with your own understanding or your own solution, it may be bounce, it become worse. That is now what He expected from us. He expected from us to listen to His voice, so that we can know how to solve the problem that we are passing through. Now the third time God spoke here in this miracle, in verse 12. In verse 12, what he told them? In verse 12, he told them, when they filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. He told them, now gather the fragments that nothing will be lost. What Jesus spoke here? Jesus spoke here that what I understand of, what I can give causes here of what he say. We may say that he is speaking that not to waste, that's correct, we should not waste bread, food, not only this, but money, resources, water, electricity, papers, furniture, appliances, we should not waste. He said, let nothing be wasted. He asked him to gather. Why he asked him to gather? Because Maybe after a while, there will be another crowd will come and they will use that what is left over to feed the other crowd, feed the next crowd. You may ask, why this cannot make again, multiply? He can multiply, but he wants to teach his disciples and he wants to teach us today that we should be a good steward to what we have received from him. You know, if the disciples of Jesus, they have nothing in their hand, they are worse than the crowd. I repeat again. If the disciples of Jesus, they have nothing left in their hand, they are worse than the crowd. Because the crowd, they don't know the word of God. They don't know the principle of stewardship. They are not trained. They are not taught. But disciples, God would expect from you to be good steward for everything that you have received from him and not to waste. Now here, why Jesus asked them to gather the fragments. You know, when they gather it, in verse 13, they gather them together and fill 12 baskets. 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. They gather 12 baskets. What he's telling here, what I understand is, when you are willing to give to the Lord what is in your hand, you will gather more after. You will be more rewarded by the Lord. And what else here the Lord wants us to understand also, why he wants them and why he wants us to gather and not to waste. Because what was the problem of disciples in that miracle? What they show? The first response when the Lord spoke to them, their response was, we don't have, right? Jesus is telling them, you have. You had received, but you did not collect. You did not save, you did not gather. And that is a lesson to us today. We will have, we will prosper, if you follow the principle that Jesus gave. The third time Jesus spoke here in this miracle, he spoke to give them the solution to the problem that they were facing. Let's all stand in the Lord, in the presence of God. Let us be willing to differentiate ourselves from the crowd. Let us behave as a real disciple of Jesus. Let us set our hearts right to live in order to serve him. Let us have faith and trust that God, he can and he will do miracles in our lives and in the life of the ministry and the life of his church. Let us have concern to the crowd of the people that are coming to Jesus. Let us be accountable and responsible toward the ministry that Jesus entrusts to us. Let us be thankful, putting in his hand all what he has given to us, trusting him that he will multiply them, satisfy all our needs and the needs of the ministry. Let us be willing to be directed by the voice of the Holy Spirit to the direction that God had spoken to us. Let us be willing to give to the Lord what he had entrusted to us. Let us put in his hand thankfully all the resources. Let us be willing to show compassion, to show concern, to show accountability toward the ministry that the Lord had entrusted to us.
Broken my heart, restore.
come to the Lord and be willing to serve Him and worship Him. Give your life to Him fully. Give your life fully to the Lord. Confess your sin to the Lord and come to serve Him. Yes, O God, hear our prayer. We are coming back to You, Lord, confessing our sins, and we are willing to serve You, O God. We are willing to reach the lost. We are willing to reach the crowd and help them to know You and to follow You, O God. Lord, we trust You that You do miracles, You do wonders. We have faith in You, Lord, that the marvelous things that we read in the Bible, You do the same even now in our church and ministry. We trust You, O God, that You will speak to us, You will direct us of the things that we need to concentrate, to the thing that we need to listen to You, of what we need to do our assignment. We trust You, God, that You continue to speak to us, to save resources, and to be ready to receive ministries. Here we are, Lord. I pray that among us, everyone who is responsible, a real disciple of Yours, I pray for a ministry, I pray for an outreach, I pray for new souls to be reached out, O God, and new people to be saved and to know You. O God, take Your word. And spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let Your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.